My name is Dylan Foster. I am 12 years old. Today is Sunday, November 26th, 2017, and I am speaking with Mike Van Leeuwen, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Topeka, Kansas. Where and when were you born?
I was born in 1940. On October the 30th, day before Halloween, in St. Paul, Kansas.
Where is St. Paul at?
Down southeast Kansas. It's about 15 miles from Parsons.
Can you tell me a bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I think I was a pretty good child, a little mischievous like most kids, but we were poor and I had to be good to take care of what I needed to.
What was your childhood home like? Who else lived in the house with you?
My mother and dad, of course, and I had four sisters and three brothers. It was the first house we lived in was a one-room house. No water, no running water, no electricity, no gas.
How did that work with so many kids?
Well, it worked pretty good. Our parents slept on one end of the room and we slept on the other. And when I was about 6 or 7, I guess, we moved to another bigger house.
Tell me what you were like as a child. What did you look like and how did you spend your time?
Mostly we worked doing odd jobs all summer and winter, depending on the season. I think I was a pretty good kid. We went to church every morning before school, and I was an altar boy, and I was in the choir.
Tell me about your parents. What was life like growing up?
My parents were hardworking people. Dad never drove, so we didn't go any place. And he did odd jobs all summer and winter long.
What type of jobs did your parents have?
My dad did gardening in summer and fall. He bought pecans and furs and rabbits, and we raised chickens and pigs.
Did you have any pets when you grew up? What were their names and what were they like?
I had two dogs most of the time. One was a little girl dog, and her name was Lady. And the boy dog was named Scrappy.
Did you ever get in trouble when you were my age? What kinds of things would kids get in trouble for then, but might not get in trouble for now?
Well, you didn't dare talk back to your parents because that would be a real no-no. And you better be good in school because you're going to get it at home if you didn't.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
Yeah, I liked school. I liked being around my friends and the camaraderie and everything just worked out real good.
What did you do all day at school?
We did most things, math, science. We had One class was band, one class was chorus, and we had study hall. In later years, we had we worked in a shop out in another building by the school.
Did you play an instrument?
Yes, I did. I played, started out with the clarinet because my sister had a clarinet, and then I went to French horn because the school had one, and then they needed me on the sousaphone, so I played the sousaphone in band.
What were you like in school?
I think I was a pretty good student. I never got in trouble, really.
What were your favorite classes?
I liked math, and of course I liked speech, and I liked music.
What did you like to do for fun when you were my age?
We didn't do a whole lot for fun when I was your age. I guess we would take corn cobs and stick feathers in them and throw them at a target such as an old tire and do stuff like that. We had a sack swing and stuff, but we had to work a lot, so we didn't have a whole lot of time.
You said that you worked a lot. What type of things did you do?
We worked in the garden, and we picked out pecans, and I slaughtered rabbits, and skinned furs, tended chickens, picked eggs, slopped hogs, stuff like that.
If you could go back in time and change something, when and what would you go to, and what would you change, or would you?
I don't think I'd change anything. The situation as it was, we did as well as we could with it, and I think I pretty well enjoyed my younger life.
What are you proudest of? Personally and professionally in your life?
Well, I guess I'm proud that I was able to join construction right after high school. Never got to go to college, but I joined construction right out of high school, and from 1960 to 66, half my paycheck went to my dad to take care of the family.
If you would have gone to college, what would you have majored in, do you think?
I would have liked to have been a veterinarian. I've got a brother-in-law that's a veterinarian, and I helped him sometimes during the wintertime when we didn't work, so I enjoyed that.
What is the happiest moment of your life?
When I got married, and when I had grandkids.
What was it like? What was going through your mind when that happened?
I guess I should add one more to that. When I got married, when we got our daughter, and when we had grandkids. And that's the three most happiest times of my life.
What was the worst thing you remember my mom ever doing when she was a child?
I don't remember her doing anything real bad. One time she went around the block and we didn't know where she was at. That worried us a lot till we found her.
What were punishments like back then? If you got in trouble, what would happen?
Well, if I got in trouble as a kid, I was really in trouble. Dad would get a limb off a peach tree and paddles with it. And Mom would yell at us and tell us Dad was going to take care of us.
What was your first job? What was it like?
My first job was probably in the hayfield. I was too young to throw bales, so they put me in the hayfield. I straightened out bales so they could be picked up by the bale loader.
Did you like that job?
No, I didn't care for it, but I did it. I didn't really think of it as good or bad.
Were you the youngest of the family, middle child?
No, I had two sisters first, and then me, and then two sisters after me, and then two brothers that came along later.
What are you most grateful for?
I guess I'm most grateful for my family, my church, my community.
What is your favorite time of year, and why would you choose that time?
I guess my favorite time of year is summertime because I get cold real easy. And I always liked summertime because you get outside and do stuff.
What was my mom like when she was my age?
Well, she was a good student, and we really didn't have any trouble with her. Just all around a good kid.
What was your favorite job, and what was it like?
I guess my favorite job was after I'd been in construction a couple of years, they made me a superintendent, and that brought a lot I had to work pretty hard at it because I had to keep books and everything after hours.
What were you doing after you retired?
When I started working away from home, I was in construction for 10 years, and my back got so bad and my knees because of it was such hard work that I had to quit, and I went to work for a city engineering department. I had been superintendent for a construction company, and then they made me put me on a survey crew for a while, and then I got into the office for a while, and then I went to the field as an inspector.
Are there any lessons that your work life has taught you?
Well, I don't know. Just work hard and save your money and stay out of trouble, by all means.
Where else have you lived besides St. Paul and Topeka, or have you lived anywhere else?
Yeah, when I went into construction, I worked several different jobs that I had to move to different cities, so I would work in different cities and live there for a while. And but basically, the most time I spent was in Blue Rapids, Kansas.
Did you play any sports growing up? And what did you play? What was your favorite sport?
I played basketball when I was a freshman, but I wasn't good enough to be on the team, so I played football for 4 years till they finally, I had two concussions my senior year, and they made me stop playing.
What positions did you play in both basketball and football?
You know, I don't remember what position I played in basketball. I wasn't very tall and wasn't very fast. But in football, I played guard and a center and linebacker.
When you got the concussions, what do you remember anything about it? What happened?
Well, they tell me different stories about it. I don't remember too much about it because it's just kind of a blur, really. I know I went to, we didn't have a doctor in town, so they took me to Erie, which is about 8 miles away, to the doctor. And he said I had a concussion.
Is there an interesting story from your childhood that you can share?
I talked about my pets, Scrappy and Lady. Scrappy was a scoundrel. He was a good pet, but he would go out and start fights, and then he would come home and leave the rest of the dogs fighting. He got a few... I guess maybe that's why we called him Scrappy, because he would start the fights and then run off. He got cut up once in a while, but not too bad.
Did you ever know where he was when he was starting the fights?
No, he had never started around our house. He'd be a block away or so. We lived on Main and Central, in a little town like that, and he would be down at the other end of the business district.
What were your siblings like?
My older sister was Val Victorian in her class, and she went to college, and then she married her husband, who was in Kansas State. He became veterinarian. My other kids just kind of average. Our dogs were really comforting. In the wintertime, they would sleep under the covers with us because we didn't have heat in our rooms.
What are some of your favorite vacations that you have been on?
After we got married, we would go to Colorado. Every other year we went to Colorado, and the other years we would go to places like, well, we went to Colorado every year until we got our daughter. And then we would go to places like Yellowstone, Michigan, Mackinac Islands, Florida, Disney World, Washington, D.C. But we drove all those places. We never did fly. The only time I've ever been on a plane was in construction. We had two planes, one little one and one a little bigger. And one time they took me and another guy down to Texarkana, Texas, to inspect some equipment down there.
You said you drove on all of your trips. Those aren't short trips either. What would you do to pass the time?
Well, we did different games and stuff, we would find different license plates, and we had books to read and stuff like that, and just different games.
If you had to choose one trip that was your by far favorite, which one would you choose?
Well, we went to Washington, D.C. and went into the White House. That was pretty up there, but I really liked Michigan, Mackinac Island, too.
You could go into the White House at that time. What did it look like?
Really impressive, as I remember. You, of course, couldn't take a camera in there. But it was stately and really impressive.
Is there anything else you did while you were in Washington, D.C.?
We did a lot of stuff in Washington, D.C. We went through the Capitol building. We took a tour through there. We went to the Smithsonian and several buildings there. We went to Mount Vernon. That was pretty impressive also.
Out of all those, which one was your favorite?
I think Smithsonian was really interesting. Of course, the rest of them were great as far as that goes, but I think the Smithsonian was the most interesting because of the different things you heard about, and like the planes and stuff like that.
You said you went to Colorado nearly every year. What type of things would you do while you were there?
Mostly we would sightsee. One time we took a ski trip there, learned how to ski, and on the way down the slopes, I got off of a beginner slope onto a bad slope and fell down, lost my skis, and some little kid with the group came and brought my ski to me. Other than that, we would just sightsee. One time we went in the fall, and one of the passes we went up to was snowed in, so we couldn't go through this tunnel, so we had to turn around. There was four of us, and the other three people got out and watched me turn the car around. Back into the car, I had to be over the slope so we could get to turn around.
When you would go there, would it be cold or nice weather?
We went both snowy weather and good weather, mostly good weather, I guess, because we like to sightsee. It's really a different country.
Going back to your childhood, what was your earliest childhood memory?
I remember a lot of things about my childhood, kind of faint, but I can remember vividly that one day my dad went out in the yard and shot up into the tree, and the blackbird just rained from the tree where he shot. And we had blackberry stew that night. Also, I can remember the end of the Second World War. I went outside. I heard a noise, and I went outside, and the neighbor lady was out on her back porch bagging pots and pans, and I didn't realize it for a little while, but that was the end of the Second World War.
Did you have a mentor that you looked up to when you grew up?
I really enjoyed the principal and the vice principal when I was going to school, but when I went into construction, there was an engineer that I really liked, and I would do because it was a Corps of Engineers work. They were supposed to do the work, but I would do the survey work, and then he would sign off on it, no problem. We did that quite a bit, and I got to know him and his wife real well.
How did you meet Grandma?
When I moved to Blue Rapids, that was the first job I had in construction away from home. I moved into a house with a lady and her husband, and I joined the choir that next Sunday, and my wife was in the choir. Also, she had a friend that lived there in Blue Rapids that we would hang around the friend's house, and we got to know each other there.
You said you joined the choir. Did you enjoy? Was that one of your favorite things?
Yes, it was. In fact, different places where I'd go to work, if I'd have to stay there very long, I would join the choir wherever I went.
Do you know anything about our ancestors? Do you have any memories of them?
I just had one grandpa that I knew, and he lived here in town, in fact, in Topeka. He worked for the Forbes Field out there doing something. And that's all of the ancestors I knew of.
Do you know where they came from at first?
My ancestors on my dad's side were from Holland, and they moved from Holland to Russia, and then... Oh, pardon me. They moved from Holland to Germany, and then they went, got on a boat, came to New York from there. My ancestors on my mother's side were Hudsons, and Henry Hudson's brother was our fifth great uncle.
Did you ever consider joining the Army?
Yes, I was called up twice. And both times I went for a physical and they wouldn't accept me because of my knees and my flat feet.
If you would have passed the physical and been accepted, would you have gone?
Yes, I would have liked to have gone because all my friends were going, and I think it was the right thing to do, and I would have appreciated having the chance.
What do you enjoy doing nowadays?
Well, I guess I enjoy most my family and being around them and going to church. And I enjoy sports, K-State basketball and Hayden and Washburn.
You said you enjoy family. What are your favorite things to do with family?
Just mostly hang out and just do things that normal people do.
What is the most important thing that you learned in your life?
I guess mostly you got to work hard and do what you can to be the best you can. And that's really the most important thing.
Why do you come to that? What makes you have that as the most important thing?
Because I guess that's what I've done all my life, and it's worked out for me well. You got to know who you are and what's in store for you in life.
Well, thank you for sitting down. I had a great time listening to all the things you did when you were a kid.
You're very welcome, Dylan.